RDI Diamonds, New York. Mick speaking. How can I help you?
Hi, Mick. It's Denise again from Scores Jewelry and Andy,
hey.
South Carolina.
Fast.
Okay, so I checked, yes, because we have to get this. I want to have the diamonds here because he's anxious. Even though we're not having the ring made until May, he wants it done now.
Understood.
So, okay, whatever he says. So, okay, so we need a diamond that's going to be about 45 to 5,000 max.
Okay, 5,000 max. Okay, so bear with
yes.
me for one
and an
month.
Oval.
Oval. Yep.
1.20, you know, somewhere in there, as high a quality as possible.
Yep. That is what we're going to look for. So give me just two.
And he could be lying to me about finding such and such at Helzberg, because I went on the site and I couldn't find the ring that he had. And he did not have a ring in hand. He had something off of a website,
God.
A picture that I took a picture of.
Okay.
I took a picture of his picture off of the website.
Oh, okay. All right.
So
bear with me for one moment. This is where I...
You're a liar, so.
Yeah, well, don't take that negative tone, young lady.
I should just go to my room, right?
No, I mean, we all say it, but, you know...
It's so true. I've been working here for almost 11 years, and it's amazing the things that people say. And
it is kind of crazy.
Yeah.
So let me reach out and find out. I will tell you this, that, you know, observations that I often make is everybody comes in looking for the best color, the best clarity, and they want to spend the cheapest price.
Yeah.
That's
yep.
just kind of the way that it goes. It's my observation that when you listen to them and you provide them exactly what you want, your secondary option will be to not listen to them and give them what you think they want. So
yeah.
let me reach out to my buyer in New York City, because all of my carat and a quarters are on memo currently. I promise you 95% of the time I will have it in your hands tomorrow morning, and I will call either way.
Okay. Yeah, because he's coming in tomorrow at 4:30.
At 4:30, yep, so, that's what you said.
And we went over day after day after day after day, and this is the only day he can come in, so it's super important. And he came in at basically 5:30 last night when we were closing, so that
yeah.
gave me no time to do a search last night.
No
but I will say, when I get my ovals in for my customers, I want as little of a bow tie
yep.
as possible.
We all do.
Because that can really, really kill a sale. Maybe even, you know, I had said no fluorescence, but even if there's a little bit of fluorescence, sometimes that can help a diamond. Sometimes it can harm it. But with an oval, you know, that bow tie effect is, that's, I hate that. And I want as little as possible. And I know, you know, we're limited with what we can spend. So that would be my only
okay.
concern. Because if I look at it and I can see a dark bow tie in there,
mm-hmm.
I'm instantly not going to like it.
Understood.
So,
if,
you know,
if
that,
I may,
that's very noticeable.
Let me ask you a question. Do you know what
sure.
causes that bow tie?
Well, it's the way it's cut when it's...
There's something very specific. Not just so you know, I'm not setting you up for anything. I'm trying to help and kind of teach a little. Everybody I tell this to, they go, I didn't know that. So do you? What's your instinct tell you? What causes the bow tie effect?
Well, based on the diamond course that we had to take,
yeah.
the DCA certification,
uh-huh.
It's based on how it's cut, and it's basically an elongated round.
Okay, so there is one thing that's very, very specific. So you're going to get off this phone, and first you're going to go, oh, he thinks he's a know-it-all. But number two, you're going to be like, that's really cool. I didn't realize that, and that's one thing to really, you know, keep an eye out for. So the reason all fancies have, to a degree, a bow tie effect. So when someone
mm-hmm.
says no bow tie effect, they're exaggerating the point. What you're asking for is minimal bow tie effect. Totally, I'm not trying to split hairs,
yeah.
just kind of sharing.
Yeah.
What happens, what you need to focus on, is the depth of that diamond. So the depth
mm-hmm.
is, so what causes that bow tie effect is the lack of light refraction between the facets at the 9 o'clock and 3 o'clock position. Because the
okay.
it's, the light is being lost through the bottom of the diamond. So the way yes. that you counter that is, number one, the symmetry of the diamond, really important, the symmetry,
mm-hmm.
is either very good or excellent. Number two, and more importantly, the bigger thing to focus on is, you, generally speaking, not always, generally, you don't want a depth of more than 63%. You want, like, the ideal minimal bow tie should be somewhere in a depth of 58 to 62. 63 is okay, but what should make you smile is if I say, yep, the depth is only 61.5%, you can kind of go.
So you say the depth should be within what range?
So I like to live in windows. So the optimal to minimize a bow tie effect is somewhere between 58 and 62%.
Okay.
And then beyond that?
I'm writing it.
Yeah. And then beyond that, you and I just need to establish enough trust that you know, like, my goal is to put the right item, not just an item, in your hand.
Right.
So
right.
I'm never going to
fancy. Because the thing is, it's a waste of time for both of us.
It totally is.
Because you're sending me junk or things that my customer's not going to like. That's why I like the fact that you're asking me questions, because I would rather give you more information than you need, and that's what I do with my customers. I give them all the information I can based on my knowledge and my experience, and then, you know, it might be a little bit overwhelming, but it educates them whether they buy from me or they buy from somebody else.
Yep.
That's my job. So,
agreed.
You know, I want, you know, and I'm pretty specific with what I want, because I've seen some really bad ovals come through here, and I'm like, nope. So
I can tell you
that. And
this.
It's kind of embarrassing sometimes when they look at it and they can see the dark, you know, and I don't mention bow tie at all to the customers, because then they'll hyper-focus on that. That's just my own little thing.
You're 100% right.
So, you know, because that's one thing I'm not going to tell them unless they bring it up.
Sure. That would be fun.
I would say if you could send me two diamonds right around that 1.20-ish, you know, it can be under, it can be a little over. The best quality, and like I said, William said max would be 5,000.
Yep, that's not a problem. Let me, I've already emailed while we were chit-chatting. I already emailed my buyer. I would tell you this. I'll schedule whether I have it or I don't have it at the time. I will give you a call at like 1:30 just to tell you where I'm at in the process, all right?
Sure. And you can just go ahead and send me a couple. You know, I trust you.
Okay.
You know what I want. You know what, based on what I've told you my customer wants. So so we don't hold it up. I'll say when you find them, when you locate them, just go ahead and ship them to us.
You got it.
And maybe if you can find two would be great.
Not a problem. I'm actually going to do my best to find you two 1 1/4s. Really, and then I've got one that is completely anti what you asked for, but it's based on size in your budget, so it's kind of that stretch one, even though it's not the color of the clarity.
That could sell the other one.
Either going to confirm that he really wants quantity, but believe it or not, I don't care when someone comes in and says, I want a 1-carat, SI1, it's got to be XXX, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
I give them that, no problem, and then I give them this 125 that nobody asked for. And it's about a 50-50 split.
Yeah.
Because they don't recognize that the colors and clarities are so subtle that they don't always take away the beauty. So that I always give you a stretch.
Yeah, they're always different. And the thing is, I have dealt with so many customers that have said, this is what I want. And I'll give them exactly what they requested to a T.
Yep.
And then they're hemming and I'm thinking, I'm giving you exactly what you requested. So what's going on here? You know, what's
happens
this about? So
every day. And trust me.
I just wish people would be truthful and say, this is what I want. No nonsense, you know. But like I said, I will trust you. If you could send me a couple.
Yeah.
And then that would be perfect.
All right.
And like I said, he's coming in tomorrow at 4:30.
The only way that I will call you is if I can't fulfill it, I will let you know in plenty of time.
That would be perfect. Okay, thank you so much, Matt.
You're welcome. Yeah. All right, we'll talk soon.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.